Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Takeoff with John Clark, presented by Rivers Casino. And we are here with Sixers head coach Nick Nurse, and the Sixers are coming out of that All-Star break. Yep. You've had a wild first year here in Philly. You had your starting lineup together only for a little bit.
Yep.
You lose your MVP.
Yep.
You make some trades. You got new players coming in. Is this kind of a good reset here and actually get some practice time?
Well, a bunch of things. Yeah, we got a few new players. We got, it seems like a ton of them because we have so many coming back off injury. I think this is a good time for, got a few guys through the injury, got a few extra days of practice here. Almost felt like the first day of training camp last night when we all got back, but I'm excited. I think the team is getting better and looking good.
When you bring in a guy like Buddy Hield, what does he not only do to help Tyrese Maxey during this time, but when Joel hopefully gets back, how much does that help him as well?
Well, certainly, I always say this, when you have Joel and now Tyrese, you always need as much shooting as you can around. You need spacing for Joel to operate. You need spacing for Tyrese to be able to drive, right? Those guys need space, and that's what shooters. Buddy's a career 40% three-point shooter. He's confident, high volume as well. He gets them off. He can get them off guarded, unguarded. Been happy with him. He's much better IQ offensively and things than I thought. I thought, you know, sometimes guys just, you think they're just a shooter, but he cuts, he moves, he opens up space, he does some good things, he moves the ball, he's got a little passing to his game, got a good feel for the game.
And he said he really has enjoyed playing for you so far, just crash course, but he says he kind of can play free and you make it fun. Have you weighed like how much you put on his plate or kind of let him be him?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you certainly want him to be him. And he got, you know, put in a situation where we had so many guys out. It's like, you know, he gets traded here, and probably normally he just would have been trying to fit in. But he, like, had to grab the ball, like, be one of our leading scorers, you know, right off the bat. Like, we had to have him shoot high volume and go after. So I think he felt good with that. You know, I just was like, green light times four. You know, just like you got the ultimate green light, man. Put him up and let's see what you got. And again, I like the way he played. I like his attitude. He loves to play. He's like one of those guys that really loves the game, but appreciates, you know, he appreciates each and every game. You know what I mean? Like, he pulls on that jersey. I've heard him talk about it. Pull on that jersey, man. I really, like, appreciate this opportunity to play at this level, and he kind of carries himself that way.
And I'm sure Kyle Lowry, he is also going to feel that way, being able to play in his hometown.
Yeah.
How special is that to be reunited with him? And what do you think he can bring to a team that is hoping to make a deep playoff run here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing he brings is experience and leadership. He's got a really powerful voice on the floor, in the locker room. His work ethic's tremendous. He's always an early morning guy. He's always in the facility super early. I think we need some of that around.
Is he beating Tyrese here?
He is. He beats everybody here, man. He is up early. Like, if you know Kyle, you can get some early morning texts from that guy, which is great because I'm kind of an early
guy
too.
What's the earliest you got from him?
Yeah, no, it's well before 6 a.m. Well before I am. No, it's just on my way somewhere. But he's got a high motor.
Yeah.
Right? He gets up early and runs that motor hard. But bigger than that, I think, is that guy's got some tremendous playoff experience. I thought he played really great last year in the finals. And it's kind of like, you know, any other sport in a play. Like, he's going to make a big play here, big play there that's going to get you through a game or two that's going to be critical somewhere. Been through it, going to be able to talk through some of these guys through it too. I think he's a winner.
As I said, you've kind of had a wild first year here in Philly with all the injuries and guys coming and going. So you're kind of adjusting without your MVP, Joel Embiid, now. And hopefully he'll be back. Is it tough to go back and forth between that? Because you're maybe going to get set here in the next month or so with the way you're playing now, but then you go back to having the MVP back, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to do what you got to do, right? I think I see how we play when Joel's out there. It changes a bit now that he's out. Don't see it as that, you know, big. It's different, but it's not that big a difference that we can't kind of shift from one to the other. What I'm really hoping for is that these guys improve. Like, there's some skill sets, some confidence things they can get, not having to rely on him so much sometimes. And then when he is there, I think that'll raise everybody's game up a little bit. So I know it's tough, like, because our best version of our team and the team that can go out and beat anybody in this league is with Joel out there. And that changes pretty quickly when he's not. But, like, we're learning competitiveness. We're learning what it's like to compete. We're learning a lot of things without him that I think is going to, in the long run, you know, help us grow.
And I know you have pushed Tyrese Maxey to be aggressive, maybe even have, like, a minimum number of shots you want him to take.
Yep.
Has he kind of gotten into that mindset more and more now?
He's there. And, again, you hear me say that, first of all, he's been fantastic. And I think that the amount that he grew in the first, like, month from, like, oh, wow, I'm a point guard, you know, like, what am I supposed to do, to where he, like, he playing that position now. He's calling plays. He's running the team. He's leading them. He's seeing things. He's getting the guys involved. He knows where the hot hand. I mean, there's so much on that list of things that a point guard has to do that he's never really done. He got a lot of that pretty quick, right? So there's still, you hear me keep talking about it, he's still got a long way to go, and he does. There's a couple little other scoring areas and things that he can do that he's going to start doing, and that's just going to grow his game even more, and I'm excited for that.
Have you ever met quite a player like him with the work ethic? You know, he's a son of a coach, but also the exuberance and every single day bringing that.
Well, he's really good, and I keep saying that, right? And he's you know, everybody knows he's tremendous to be around, hardly ever has a bad day. You know, like, he just is fun to be around. You see Tyrese and you just want to give him five or give him a hug every time you see him, right? You know, so, but the other side of that, he's really, really good, man. The combination of his speed, God-given speed, the skills he's worked on, the ease at which he shoots it deep, you know, just the mechanics of that. That's a lot right there. And then now there's all the in-between stuff that he's going to work out. He's seeing all these coverages. He's getting beat up a little bit. He's getting full court press. He's getting blitzed. He's getting boxed in one. It's like, it's pretty interesting, and it's just going to help him grow.
And is he kind of even, like, maybe increasing leadership a little bit 100%. During this period of time?
100%. Can really see that part. And I was just today watching him practice. I do this a lot where I say, Tyrese, you take those guys down there, get through our stuff. And I kind of sit back and watch him do it. And the difference in his level of his voice, his command, his confidence, and the organization with which he does it, it's pretty big difference from 5 months ago.
That's interesting. You have a PhD, right?
I do. I think so.
So you're a doctor nurse.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And it's sports leadership, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how much do you use that in your job here? Because, I mean, things have changed with coaches and players. Yeah. How much do you use that sports leadership and teach that?
I don't know if I, you know, what percentage or whatever, but as you know, like, the majority of the job is leading, right? It's leading, it's motivating, it's sports psychology, it's whatever. That little slice that's actually the X and O's is probably 15%, right? And playing hard, playing together, making adjustments, getting guys through ups and downs, all that kind of stuff is really, really what the job is, yeah.
And so you obviously came here with some things you probably want to implement defensively and offensively.
Yep.
Maybe you were able to do that during training camp, but then all the injuries hit. Have you had to scale back any of that or adjust based on new faces, new guys in the lineup, and missing Joel and some other guys?
Yeah, we're probably not as far along as we probably would be with just more like probably wrinkles. You know, like, we're running, let's say, a package of plays, and one play may have, I don't know, three options, four options, two or three other counters. Like one play kind of has a, you know, pretty big life cycle sometimes. Yeah. And And we're not. We're just kind of running the basic parts of these things right now. But that's okay. We'll grow. I think we're making progress on all that stuff. I mean, we have to keep kind of going back to square one a lot, like yesterday and today, just to make sure, like, we can get the ball in bounds, you know, from underneath, you know, right. like just getting doing little simple things to keep the game going. And sometimes it isn't all that bad, you know, when you're doing simple stuff and you're just worried about playing your you know, backside up, playing as hard as you can and trying to figure out any way to scratch out a win, sometimes that's good.
And obviously, when you came here, this team has been to the second round a bunch of times. Yep. Championship hopes, aspirations. Should the expectations change now with everything that's happened and with Joel having the uncertainty?
I don't know. Expectations are expectations. I mean, I know what I want to do. I want to get this team in whatever shape or form it ends up in to play at their highest level. And if they do that, like, we're going to be really hard to knock out of the playoffs. If beat us four times, you know, good luck.
Hey, celebrity cook Steve Martorano is bringing his Italian-American cooking back home to Philly, where it started. Enjoy Martorano's Prime at Rivers Casino and Steve's famous meatballs with Sunday gravy, prime steaks, and more. So make reservations for Martorano's Prime on Open Table. I've been to the one in Fort Lauderdale. I'm glad it's back in Philly.
And Joel, he's I guess he's around here yep. for the first time. Is it good to actually see him in person yeah. again? And how's his spirits?
Good. Joel's been really positive with me and all the interactions he was in for practice. And he's happy. You know, I think he's happy. He likes some of the new additions. He's looking around. He thinks the team's getting better. He really told me looks out there. He said, I really want to be out there. You know, so let's see what happens.
Do you expect that maybe you'll get a couple weeks with him before playoffs and try to get back into a rhythm?
Yeah, I hope. Yeah. I don't know what to expect here. I think we're a couple weeks in, probably a couple more to go before we get an eval of where we're going to be. But yeah, I hope we can get a couple weeks in and get him some games and get him healthy for round one.
Having coached against Philadelphia in Philadelphia, what's maybe the biggest surprise to you about Philly, or something that's better than you thought, or maybe even something that's worse than you thought?
Well, I don't know. I like it here. I always liked coming here. I think that you can feel a vibe and an energy that people really care. You know the games in town when you're walking around the street. You know that people are switched on to the game of the night or the game of the week or the playoff series. Fun energy in the arena when you were coaching here, and that's all the same. I've really enjoyed being a part of this. I think it's a historic franchise and a historic city. We've settled in great. We're really happy here.
Pat Bev, of course, he has a podcast. He's got to say some things. Yeah. He compared Milwaukee to Philly yep. and the teams, and he said he feels Milwaukee, that their team, they want to win more, or maybe Sixers, some guys are worried about stats or numbers or stuff like yeah. that's the difference. Do you see any of that? What do you think he's talking about?
Well, first of all, I love Pat Bev, right? Go way back with him. And I don't know that he hasn't been there that long, really, maybe to know the inside scoop on them for sure. But whatever, man. I know we're totally committed and focused. I came here to win a title. I know Joel is, Daryl, Elton, Tyrese, like Tobias. The guys are here to do their work. They're super interested in where we're going, and we're ready to compete.
So I know you are really into music.
Yep.
And I remember when we first interviewed you,
yep.
I tried to get a starting five out of you, of your five favorite musicians.
Yeah.
Can I get that? Because I saw maybe you a big fan of Prince.
Yep, Prince for sure.
Can I get a starting five?
I don't know if I can get you to five. I'm a big fan of Thelonious Monk, the jazz pianist. Who else do we like? Let's see. I'll just think of some great concerts I went to. I saw Eric Clapton at the Royal Albert Hall in London one time. Bob Marley, Damian Marley, the whole Marley family, like those guys.
That'll get you to five with just the Marleys alone.
Playing some Elton John, Billy Joel on the piano. There you go. I could go on and on.
There you go. Billy Joel yep. the other night said he wanted to get together a super group.
That's good.
That'd be pretty cool.
He does some good shows.
Yeah.
He does some good shows.
I noticed practice.
Yes.
It's got a great vibe. And did you want to have a DJ for the entire practice to try to, it helps lift the vibe a
yeah.
little bit sometimes?
Yeah, we got a great one. The Ghost is DJ Ghost is awesome. And yeah, it's just all about energy, first of all. It's all about themes as well. Like there's certain things going on. We're playing certain songs. There's certain cues that we'll hit a song and everybody knows that this is what we're doing next. And it does just make it, it's all about rhythm and flow and all that stuff. And it all comes back to let's have great energy.
Yeah. And by the way, I think you've got some good energy about golf. Are you taking over a country club in your hometown? Are you now?
I guess. Yeah. It was the course I grew up on. It was needed to keep it going. So yeah. Me and some guys are going to try to keep it going for a few years and see if we can revitalize it a bit. Yeah,
that's cool. And get kids the opportunity to be able to be in programs.
Thing, that's kind of how it started. I do have a Nick Nurse Foundation where I do a lot of stuff with kids and sports and music. And we do want to, my foundation will start a good junior program. We're going to have the high school teams practice and play there. We're going to get all the school kids to go out for PE classes and go, you know, I just figure it's a good way. It's a pretty small town, 10,000, and it's a pretty nice little course, and we want to keep it going.
Very, very nice. Yep. Two quick questions. Can I get a starting five from you on your lineup when everybody's back healthy?
Ooh, let's see. I can probably give you three or four of them. Tyrese and Joel, Tobias, Batum probably. He's a good fit in there. I don't know. We'll see what happens from there. Probably Buddy. Still got Melt, we got Kelly, we got Kalo. We got about eight guys that could fill out those last two spots. We'll figure it out.
Nice. And is there really any team in the East that should be feared? Or do you feel like if this team can stay afloat here till Joel comes back, that the playoffs are up for grabs with
East? Think you gotta give Boston the respect that they've got the best record and they've put it on some people and they're very difficult to play against. I think you got to keep them up there. And then I think after that, you can probably, the only problem is after that, you can lump about, I don't know how many teams in there, 6, 7, 8. I don't even want to list them off, but they're all, you know, even some of them down, you know, at the bottom of the playoff or in the play-in or whatever are very good teams. And like we saw last year, Miami did it out of the play-in, right? And that I think is, everybody acts like that's a one-off. Maybe it is for whatever, but I think you're going to see that happening more and more as the years go by.
And the Lakers also came
there you go.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Yep. Well, thank you so much for the time, Nick.
No problem at all.
Appreciate your time.
Yep.
Best wishes in the second half.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so flagrant.